All right, quick video. I'm going to show you how to run AI agents locally on your laptop in a few minutes. AI agents everywhere. People are not just using autocomplete commands anymore. These agents can write code, read your folders, run terminal commands, even open pull requests. But according to the Cloud Security Alliance report, 21% of global organizations have already experienced security incidents tied to AI tools. Vulnerabilities are increasing in the age of AI. Even worse, 21% have no idea if the threat has already breached their network through misconfigured AI setups. And 61% of security professionals say that, you know, it is just data leakage. So this is because most of the teams, let's say if you're running agents directly on your, you know, local like laptops or for your developers, and it has access to private files, environment variables, unmanaged API keys. So that's not cool. And in this video, we're going to look at why local agents are a massive security risk and how you can set up a fully secure local first development infrastructure on your laptop using Coder agents without sending a single line of code to the cloud. Let's get started. Let's look at the problem with the current way we run agents. Let's say I'm using something like Cloud Code locally. So that executes, you know, directly on your machine. So if an agent gets prompt injected or it runs a malicious package, it has like sort of like free access, you know, to your emails, your local documents in your laptop and some critical folders. In fact, late last year, a massive leak exposed private repositories across thousands of global corporations. On top of that, we saw over 24 CVEs disclosed across major coding assistants, including CVE 2025-53773, which allowed basically remote code execution via command injection. So I think if you're using it for personal side projects, local tools, I think it's fine, not an issue. But for enterprises, running unmanaged agents is a deal breaker. We've seen this in the news. You cannot have developers downloading random packages or exposing raw LLM keys in their local environments. And this is where Coder agents come in. Instead of running the agent loop inside the workspace where your code is, Coder completely decouples the architecture. So the agent loop runs inside the Coder control plane on a secure self-hosted infrastructure. So when you write a prompt, the control plane handles all communication with the LLM and the model's tool calls, like, you know, the reading a file or running a shell command and, you know, all of these things are sent back to the control plane, which then executes them in your workspace over a secure connection. So this gives you a massive security benefit. So first of all, zero API keys ever enter the developer workspace. So there's no exfiltration. Second, your workspaces can be completely network isolated with no internet egress while still using AI. And third, every action the agent takes is tied to the developer's SSO identity. So basically, there is no privilege escalation or any unauthorized anonymous execution. To get started in the simplest way that you can follow, let's build a fully offline local proof of concept so you can see how this works without any external APIs. So we will use Docker Compose to run the Coder server and PostgreSQL locally. On the host machine, we are also running Ollama on my laptop here. And to pull our model, we just run Ollama pull Qwen 2.5 Coder 7b. You can use there's a formula that you can see on the screen. It's a standard quantization formula, which can estimate that this 7 billion parameter model quantized to up to 4 bits will use about 5.5 GB of VRAM. So it's going to be pretty fast. On my machine, I have a maxed out MacBook Pro M4 Max, 128 gigabytes of RAM. So you can run, you can use that to figure out, you know, what kind of models you can run. Now, once our containers are up and running at localhost 3000, we will navigate to the AI settings to configure our model provider. So we will add an OpenAI compatible provider. We're going to name it Ollama Local. And I'm going to point the base URL to our host machine's Ollama endpoint. Since Ollama doesn't require an API key locally when I'm running it, you can just put any dummy key value. It doesn't matter. It's not going to give you an error. Next, we're going to register our model in the model catalog, and I'm going to just star it so that it's the default choice for my developers in the organization when I, you know, start new agents. but that's completely optional. And that's basically it. Now I can play around with my agents. So when I ask the agent to write a Go script, for example, the workspace container spins up dynamically. Coder uses just-in-time provisioning. So the agent can discuss the architecture, it can plan the next steps inside the control plane without using any compute. It only starts up the workspace container when it actually needs to read code, run commands, or edit files, which saves massive infrastructure costs. It also automatically chooses the correct template by reading the template descriptions that you can configure. And this planning bit is pretty cool before you even write the code. So for example, here in the workspace that I just created, I'm asking it to give me connection pooling strategies for PostgreSQL, and you can see how fast this is. And the plan mode works very well. The agent is restricted by default from making unapproved edits. So it edits the files inside a temporary directory, and it presents a structured markdown plan for us to review. And when I'm happy, you know, with what it's going to change, I can like go ahead and approve that. But before that, no files are actually modified in our workspace till I tell it to do so, which basically keeps the developer fully in the loop and prevents accidental, destructive actions. This is quite important, not just for regulated industries, but companies in general, because, you know, AI agents are great, transforming how we build software, making us 100 times more productive, but running them in fragmented, unmanaged environments is a ticking security time bomb, which is, you know, history has proven. And by adopting sovereign developer infrastructure, platform teams can centralize model access, enforce strict boundaries, and let developers build faster and, more importantly, safer. So check out the links in the description below to try out Coder agents. And also a huge shout out to Coder for sponsoring this video. And thanks a lot for watching. I will see you in the next one. Let me know what you think and what models you're able to run on your local setup in the comments below. Bye.